Hello, lovely people. Today is January 18th, National Thesaurus Day, and we are happy, merry, mirthful, elated, ecstatic, enthusiastic, geeked up, on cloud nine, and tickled pink to be part of your day for the best 10 minutes in news. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. We have an awesome show for you today, so let's get going. We start by getting caught up on what's happening in the economy, specifically the job market. This past year, rising inflation and high interest rates made some economists fearful of a potential recession, which, among other things, would make it difficult for people to find jobs. But in 2022, the labor market held steady, with the economy adding more new jobs than many people expected. But what about 2023? Let's take 10 to break it down by the numbers. In November, there were 10.46 million available jobs in the United States. And while that was slightly fewer than the 10.51 million jobs available in October, there were still 1.7 job openings for each job seeker. Also, the Great Resignation is not over. Americans quit 4.2 million jobs, and that figure was 2.6 million prior to the pandemic. We'll hear now from CNN business anchor and chief business correspondent Christine Romans, who's with us to contextualize all the hows and whys of the current job market, especially amidst recent headlines of all the layoffs that are happening across so many industries.
It seems like every day brings another round of layoff announcements, especially in tech. Amazon, Meta, Twitter, Salesforce, Lyft, all among the companies cutting jobs. Media companies are laying off workers too. Even consumer giants like Walmart and Pepsi are reportedly trimming staff. At the same time, the overall job market, though, is in desperate need of workers. There are more than 10 million job openings in the United States, about 3 million more than before the pandemic. Weekly unemployment claims are low and hiring remains robust. So what's really going on in the job market? High-profile headlines about tech layoffs don't tell the whole story. The industry hired aggressively during the pandemic, and now it's scaling back.
It's important to note that tech is a very small percentage, 2% of the overall labor market. So tech is not a bellwether for the real economy or for the labor market.
Other sectors like leisure and hospitality and healthcare are much bigger, and they're still adding jobs. Those companies want to hang on to their workers, not fire them. The question now is whether the job market can stay strong. The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates to slow the economy as it tries to fight inflation. And the Fed chief himself admits that's going to cost jobs.
There will be some softening in labor market conditions. And I wish there were a completely painless way to restore price stability. There isn't. And this is the best we can do.
For Powell, slaying the inflation dragon is the priority, even if it means losing jobs. The Fed predicts the unemployment rate will rise to 4.6% by the end of the year.
Up next, heroes don't always wear capes. We're getting a rare behind-the-scenes look into health and safety measures that recently saved an NFL player's life. Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills suffered cardiac arrest in the middle of a game 2 weeks ago. And within seconds, medical professionals, heroes, were at his side. Our Dr. Sanjay Gupta takes us to meet the NFL's chief medical officer for a detailed look at all the precautions taken, all the protocols that are in place to protect players in America's most popular sport.
Dr. Alan Sills is chief medical officer of the NFL. He's giving me a sideline view of the preparedness that goes into every game day. And once you see this, you will probably never watch a game the same way again. You may have missed this pop-up blue tent. It's on every sideline.
It's like a medical exam room. Now we've kind of made this a medical space, even in the middle of a very busy stadium. It's just so much easier to do things in here because, like I said, everybody's just more relaxed. You don't have the cameras. You don't have the fans.
Or this, the injury review screen.
So we can be down here on the sideline, and the spotters booth, if they've seen an injury video, they'll cue it up for us. Put on the video exactly what we need to see. We can ask them to run it back. We can talk and we can talk.
The spotters booth. They are the eyes in the sky.
Hey.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
So this is another part of our game day medical preparations. And the real goal of this booth is to help spot any injuries or illnesses on the field. It can be hard to see the whole field from down there.
Right.
Probably to me, one of the most unique things in sports is the spotter can directly communicate down to the referee. These people can stop the game.
So we watch every play probably minimally four times, and then we'll go back and watch it again. And so, you know, we just want to make sure we don't miss anything.
It's always about the right people, the right plan, and the right equipment. We have almost 30 medical professionals, and everyone has a job to do.
ER doctors, orthopedic surgeons, neurosurgeons, paramedics, x-ray techs, and airway specialists like Dr. Justin Deaton.
So this is the bag that I carry, and it's got a number of things in here that we could use. The first thing is a portable video laryngoscope. We have a portable ultrasound machine that we can use, and we also have the ability to perform surgical airways. I really have all the resources available here that I would have in an emergency room.
What's the biggest challenge of that scenario versus being in an emergency room?
Well, the biggest challenge is the external environment and the chaos of the situation. When you have a larger than average sized person that's laying flat on the ground and not able to be elevated to a certain level with extra equipment plus, you know, cameras and other people around, those are really the confounders and things that make it more difficult to manage.
How does everyone know you're the guy in charge?
I wear a red hat on the sideline, and that signifies me as the emergency physician, the airway physician, so that even the other team knows when I come out what my role is.
If a player needs to get taken off of the field, the ambulance is going to be in the tunnel to your right. If you need anything at all, we'll be out there for you guys if you need us. Otherwise, hopefully we have a safe and healthy game. Good luck.
Now keep in mind, the medical team was able to get to Damar Hamlin within 10 seconds. And speed really matters here. Every additional minute that someone in cardiac arrest goes without CPR, mortality goes up by up to 10%.
This is a process that's in place for every single game, and we train in the off season, and just like the players train and practice, we do as well. So I have tremendous confidence, but you always want to see a game with no injuries, and you want everyone to frankly be bored on the medical side. That's a good game from my standpoint.
I hear you.
10-second trivia. Yakutsk, widely considered the coldest city on the planet, is located in what country? Canada, Russia, Norway, or Mongolia? Located in the Russian province of Siberia, temperatures in Yakutsk have reached minus 58 degrees Fahrenheit this week.
У меня, ой, простите, у меня две варежки, ну типа вот так, два шарфа, теплая обувь обязательно, и чтобы была закрыта голова. И теплые штаны, потому что самые большие теплопотери, они на ногах. То есть, если мерзнут ноги, мерзнешь ты сам.
Ну, что-нибудь еще, кроме тепло одеваться, там, какие-нибудь лайфхаки, что-нибудь такое?
Ну, ничего нет. Просто главное потеплее одеваться. Капуста, как капуста, так скажем, да?
Замерзаем, но из-за покупателей мы двигаемся немножко, и у нас как бы согреваемся.
And for today's 10 out of 10 story, we're taking a trip to Wisconsin's Highway 35 to meet Jeffrey the Giant Snowman and Jeffrey's snow joke. He's 58 feet tall. That's more than four stories high. Drivers, they're trying to keep their cool, but Jeffrey freezes traffic to a halt with tons of people coming from hours away to get a glimpse and to take selfies with him. An incredible feat by Craig Carlson and his two sons, Bo and Hunter. They named Jeffrey the Snowman after a loved one that passed away. Now that just melts my heart. All right, you already know what time it is. West Milwaukee Intermediate School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we see you. Thanks for subscribing and commenting on our CNN 10 YouTube channel. Before we go, it's hashtag Your Word Wednesday. So put your challenge word in the comment section of my most recent post at Koi Wire on Insta, Snapchat, and TikTok. And we're going to choose one fun word to work into tomorrow's show. I'm Koi Wire. This is CNN 10.